If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is a bonus episode. And as you guys know, I'm expecting and I wanted to share a few things that I'm doing for my business to prepare for maternity leave. Now, before I get to that, I want to remind you guys that our business meeting with God challenge is starting this weekend, April 17th, for one whole week. And this is not about a bunch of sessions where we're teaching and guests and all of that. This is about putting into practice the concept of having a business meeting with God, making God the CEO of your business. So we have rules that we're going to abide by during this time, tasks that you have to do every single day. And more importantly, a community of like-minded women who are entrepreneurs, who love the Lord and who want to do business God's way. I'm excited. I'm so excited about this challenge. We have prayer calls every single day, just everything that you need to support you during this process. Just go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge for more information. Registration is still open. Gotten a couple of emails. I believe there was a misprint on the site, but the challenge is still open. Just go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge, enter your information at the top, and then you'll get an email with how to activate your free trial within the society. The challenge is free. The society is not. So this will be happening over the course of a free trial. But don't worry, we always give instructions on how people can cancel so they're not charged. I'm not here to finesse anybody to anything. I'm here to provide these opportunities for us to really grow together. And if you want to stay, awesome. If not, that's okay too. I still love you. So again, go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge. And the link will be in the show notes for that. Now, let's get into today's bonus episode. You guys know that I'm expecting. I'm about 8 months pregnant now and getting ready to go on maternity leave. I think I'm about 2 weeks out. My maternity leave is going to start on May 1st. And I wanted to do a quick bonus episode just talking a little bit on how I'm preparing my business for my maternity leave. Yes, I do have a team. I get this all the time, you know, doing things with and without a team. I do have a team, but at the same time, my business is very much so still driven by me. I'm the voice that you hear on the podcast every single week. I'm the face that you see on my YouTube channel. I'm the strategist for the podcast that we manage and that we work with. So even though I do have a team, I'm still very much a big part of my business, and I have to plan appropriately for me to be able to take leave. And yes, the ultimate goal is for my business to be able to run without me. And for the most part, I could take off a week or two and, you know, my business be fine. But I really want to take a solid 3 months off so that I could focus on my family and getting us all adjusted to being a family of four. So there are a few things that I had to do and I have to do in order to appropriately prepare for that. And I wanted to share those things for any of you guys who may be in a space where you got to take a step back from the business and may not be you having a baby. Maybe you're getting married and you want to take an extended honeymoon. Maybe you just want to take a little break. You know what I mean? Because you really don't have to have a reason, right? That's the beauty of entrepreneurship. Like, these are our businesses and we can make these executive decisions to say, hey, I'm taking a few months off. So here are a couple things that I'm doing to prepare for that. First is delegating early. So yes, my maternity leave starts on May 1st, but I've already handed off a lot of the client communication to our account coordinator on the team because I want her to get used to managing the full life cycle of our clients. And this is very helpful because as she gets acclimated to working with them earlier, because the way things work when we manage your show is usually you work with me with the strategy and I kind of help you in the beginning stages. And then once the show is released is when I pass it off to our account coordinator. But now, and this is actually something I want to do in the future as well, and this is just the perfect opportunity to start it. Now I am handing off clients to our account coordinator earlier so that I'm still doing the strategy. So they still get the strategy from me. However, just that communication being on someone else earlier on in the process is going to be helpful for me, of course, in my goal of moving out of the day-to-day of the business, but also doing that before my leave starts allows me to kind of be there to answer any questions, to give the support that my team needs in order to be able to handle more responsibility. And so I think this is something that's making things a lot less stressful for me, because once May 1st hit, I'm only a couple weeks away from having a baby and I don't want to be thinking about business or having to hop in or anything like that. I want my team to have everything that they need and have practiced enough or whatever ahead of time so that things are smooth sailing by then. So delegating early has been helpful. So for any of you guys who are planning to take an extended break from your business, don't wait until your date that you're walking away to hire your assistant, to hire your VA, to outsource things. Do it earlier on so that they kind of are able to work on their own without assistance or input from you because you worked all of that out and trained them appropriately ahead of time.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Something else that I'm doing is streamlining and automating even more. Like something I've been doing this for, I want to say since January started, just looking at every area of my business and cutting off anything that is not giving me the best return on investment. Not even just things that are not giving me return on investment, but how can I pull back in order to produce more? Right. And so that's something I've really been doing. Just how can I cut off certain services and just stick to one or two? How can I cut off these different things that we're doing so that we can use that manpower, energy, money towards other things? So I've really been looking at my business with a fine-tooth comb and seeing how I can improve on things and automate them so that nobody has to do it, right? I mean, AI, artificial intelligence, is doing so much these days. Literally, technology is replacing people. There are so many things that you can automate, so many things that you can use AI for. So I've been taking full advantage of that and streamlining things as much as possible. And I'm really, really happy with the system that I have come up with so that while I'm on leave, my system is working for me, right? My content is going out. My leads are coming in. So once I open my books back up in August to take on new podcast management clients, like I'm already ready. They're already well informed on what we do, how we do it, so that our calls are more meaningful. Like it's just, I'm telling you, streamlining and automating processes is just chef's kiss. And we can talk about that in more detail in further episodes, but that's something that I'm doing, is just streamlining my process, going back over all of my SOPs, operating procedures, and seeing how can I make this better? How can we eliminate the need for somebody else to check in? And it's been working out well. And again, all of these things I've started early. So now as I'm really preparing right now, I just have a list of things I'm checking off of the last things that I have to complete before I leave. But I'm not in a space where I'm figuring out stuff. I figured this out months ago while my brain was fresh and I had energy and I'm not, you know, dealing with this third trimester fatigue and all of that. So planning ahead is a huge part of being able to take a break from your business. And then lastly, in the same line of planning ahead, batch recording content. One of my goals for while I'm on maternity leave is just to continue to just serve you guys via the podcast. I have this amazing series that I'm recording everything for next week that's going to air on the podcast. I have so much video content that will be recorded to be released during my leave. I'm going to be vlogging as much as possible. I'll probably vlog more during the period where I'm waiting for the baby to come. I ain't making no promises for once the baby's here, because I'm a very focused person and I want to focus on my family for real and not recording it. I think people just share way too much these days, and I can't stand it, but I'm not even gonna go off on that rant. But batch recording content, I really just want to serve you guys during this time. So you'll see a lot more emails from me. There's so many revelations that I've been getting just in my own personal time with God. There's some books that I'm reading and I'm super excited to tell y'all about. So you'll get a lot more emails from me, of course, videos, content on the podcast, of course, but I really just want to serve you guys during my maternity leave, because I'm where I am because of God, but also because of the support of those that he's blessed to be in this community. And I'm very, very grateful for it. So just batch recording content and thinking of new ways to serve you is something I've been doing as I prepare for maternity leave. So that's it for this bonus episode. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Share this with a friend who may be trying to figure out where to start. They may have found out they're pregnant and they're going to have to take a break from their business and they don't know where to start. Send this to them. I'm going to do a part two of this on my YouTube channel where I'm going into a lot more detail, but I'm trying to keep these bonus episodes short. But thank you so much for listening. I love you guys and I'll see you in the next one.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.